Amen. Please find your seats. This week's parsha we know is Parshat Chayei Sarah. In the parsha it says, Avram Zakein Ba Bayamim. Avram was an older man. He came with his days. Vashem Berakat Avram Bakol. Hashem blessed Avram with everything. What does it mean? Avram was an old man, Ba Bayamim. He came with his days. Some people, when they go up to Shemayim, maybe they're 70, 80, 90 years old when they pass away. But when they see him in Shemayim, they say, oh, hi, cutie. You're so cute, little five-year-old. Give him a little pinch on the cheek or something. What do you mean? I'm 75. Why are you pinching my cheeks? Well, maybe over those years that you were in this world, you only maximized maybe 5 years of your life, Torah, mitzvahs, dedication to Hashem, doing the right thing. Avram, the Pasuk says, was Ba Bayamim. He came with all of his days. He was 175 years old when he died, and he came with all of his days. He was a full 175-year-old. Not everyone can say that. So one of the things that we know about Avram that made him special was that he preached to the world the oneness of God. There's one God. He's the one God in the heavens. He's the one God in the earth. They're not five, six, seven, eight different. That's what he preached to the world. And he changed the world in a dramatic way. Monotheism is thanks to him. One of the mitzvot that we have in the shul that we do every day, 8th graders and now 7th graders are beginning, is the mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin is very much connected to what Avram was trying to teach the world. I'm going to read to you the halacha over here. What should you think about when you put on your tefillin? Yechavein behanachatan. This is Shulchan Aruch, Siman Chaf Hei, chapter 25. You should think when you put on your tefillin, Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'aniach Arbar Parshiot Elu, Sheyesh Behem Yichud Shmo V'Yitziyat Mitzrayim. That in these four parshiot that you have, in your arm, and on your head, it preaches the oneness of God, V'Yitziyat Mitzrayim, that He took us out of Egypt. Al Azroa Keneged Halev, opposite your heart, V'Al Arosh Keneged Hamoach, and opposite your brain. Kedei Shenizkor Nisim Niflot She'asah Imanu. We should remember the miracles that Hashem did to us, Sheim Morim Al Yichudo, which show and teach us the oneness of God. He is the only power up above and down below in this world. That is the idea of the tefillin. Our neshama, people sometimes make this mistake, our neshama, our soul actually, is over here in our head. And when a person is putting on tefillin, you should remember, I'm dedicating my soul, which is my head, to Hashem. It's a very powerful thing. And then this way you connect to Hashem. One of the differences in customs between Sfarim and Ashkenazim, just to bring that out, because Wednesday is what we do usually, we talk about a small difference. According to the Sfaradic custom, I'll start actually, the Shulchan Aruch, which is the quotes for the Sfaradic poskim, he says, V'yaniach shel yad tchila v'yivarech le'aniach tefillin. The bracha is, Baruch et Hashem, Elkein Olam, Sher Kedisham, Zadonar, le'aniach tefillin. One bracha. V'achar kach yaniach shel rosh. Then you put on the shel rosh. V'lo yivarech ki im bracha achat. You only make one bracha for both of your tefillin. Then the Ramah, Rav Moshe Israelis, which was the rabbi who was the decider for the Ashkenazim, with their psak, V'yesh omrim levarech al shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin. Ashkenazi custom is you make two brachas. One le'aniach tefillin for the arm, and one al mitzvah tefillin for the head. He says afterwards, v'chein pshat ha-minhag b'nei Ashkenaz. That's the custom in the Ashkenaz, the German European countries. V'chein shtei brachot. V'tov lomar tamid achar bracha shniyah baruch sheim kvod malkan lo'ed. In case it's a suffix, maybe that second bracha is unnecessary, so best to say baruch sheim kvod malkan lo'olam v'ed after the second bracha. It's a fascinating difference in custom over here between Sfarim and Ashkenazim. The simple way to understand it is, look at your tefillin. Are you wearing your tefillin now? You're keeping two mitzvot or one mitzvah? I don't know, it's confusing. Maybe two, maybe one. So I saw some people say the simple understanding of this machloket, of this disagreement between the Sfarim and Ashkenazim in terms of the bracha, is tefillin one bracha, one mitzvah? If it's one mitzvah, just two parts of the mitzvah. So you make one bracha, that's it. Or maybe it's two mitzvot. Maybe I'm getting two mitzvot in Shemayim, so then I should make two brachos. Interesting. But I think the main idea over here is that we should try to think about what we do when we put on our tefillin, try to maximize our time in this world to be Ba Bayamim. I remember Rabbi Yablok, who was the assistant principal here a number of years ago, I remember he said once, he never missed a day of tefillin in his life. He never missed a day. And he was 50 years, he was talking, at least, even more. So it's a very special mitzvah, and we should all merit to be ba bayamim. Ashrei yoshev edecha, udeluk haselah.